You're listening to the Choose You Podcast, episode 15. Hey guys, I'm Carmen Sakurai, certified life strategist and advocate for victims of narcissistic abuse. I'm frequently asked by survivors if instead of going no contact, they should try and understand the hows and whys the narcissist in their life became that way, and if they should stick around to give the narcissist the love, compassion, and patience they seem to lack in their lives. Let's begin. So if you've been doing all the research and reading about NPD like majority of survivors are drawn to do, you know that people with narcissistic personality disorder likely experience childhood traumas due to neglect, shame, or being placed high on a pedestal, which resulted in damage to the emotional part of their brain. They fail to develop the ability to see beyond their own needs, leaving them unable to emotionally bond and empathize with others. It's very unfortunate that anyone has to suffer such a fate. But, and I'll tell you this over and over again for as long as you need to hear it, regardless of someone's childhood upbringing, abuse is never justified. You have been mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and perhaps even physically dragged through hell and back repeatedly. Before trying to understand anyone else for the sake of helping them heal, you must recover from the abuse you have endured. One of the biggest traps that prevents survivors from properly and completely healing is this very distraction. The need to explain away why the very person who was supposed to love them more than anyone else, whether it was a romantic partner, sibling, or even a parent, did what they did to seriously harm them. You want to know that if they were well, they wouldn't have done something so awful to you. Understandably, most survivors are looking for cures, because if they did these horrible things because they weren't well, can't they be fixed so that they can truly love you like you deserve? The thing is, this is a very real and often dangerous personality disorder. No matter how much love and understanding you give them, emotional empathy cannot be learned. The emotional part of the narc's brain is whacked out and it can't be altered. In order to truly begin recovering, survivors must understand and accept that regardless of how the narc in their life became that way, the current truth is that their role in this chapter of your life was that of an abuser. They may have been sweet, adorable kids who were wronged by their caretakers, but the same holds true for many of the most dangerous criminals in our country. At this point in time, you are the victim, and the only person you should be caring for and embracing with patience and understanding is you. Like I mentioned in the previous episode, having a strong circle of support is extremely important. I invite you to join my Choose You email support list and let me know if you'd be interested too in joining a private Facebook support group and or a weekly Zoom meeting for survivors that I'll be moderating. If there's enough interest, I can set these resources up in a week or two. The link to cast your vote is in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining me. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or on your favorite podcasting app. And if you know someone who can benefit from the information covered, please feel free to share. Resources mentioned in this episode are listed in the show notes. I'm Carmen Sakurai, and until next time, choose you. Do it for yourself and for all of us, because our world is a better place for having you in it. Love and God bless.